One of the biggest challenges facing dairy cows is ketosis, a metabolic disorder that often occurs when a cow freshens. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing, and thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Heather White is an assistant professor in the Dairy Science Department in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Ketosis affects 40 to 60% of dairy cows in our herds. It really isn't associated just with high-producing cows or a specific type of management. It's just a metabolic disorder that cows can face. Ketosis is really triggered when the cow approaches calving. She decreases how much feed she consumes. She doesn't feel like eating a lot at that point in time. And then she quickly moves from being a dry cow not making milk to a non-pregnant cow that's now making a lot of milk at once. And that triggers a negative energy balance because she can't eat enough to keep up with that.
And the ramifications of the disease extend far beyond calving.
First, it decreases milk production. Not just while the cow is sick, but it also decreases how much milk she'll make at peak lactation, which we know affects her whole lactation's milk performance. It decreases her likelihood to get rebred when she is far enough along into the lactation to be rebred. And it also increases the risk of comorbidities or other metabolic diseases that the cow's susceptible to.
White says there are a couple of factors in fighting the disease, including knowing which cows are going to be susceptible and then early detection.
So we've got two main focuses on this. The first one is an applied focus to try to improve the ways that we can detect and treat ketosis in the field. And the second one is at a more basic science level, trying to improve the way that we manage ketosis on a disease etiology side. One of the things that we've worked on is taking routinely collected milk data during a monthly milk test and combine it with cow data, and we can combine that information in order to identify cows that may have ketosis. Right now, the test is at about 90% accuracy, and we can identify cows that have ketosis, but more importantly, highlight what the herd level prevalence is for the producer so they know how aggressive they need to be at detecting and treating cows.
And the number one goal overall, keep the cow healthy.
And the best way to do that is to prevent disease onset. So we've been looking at other things that we can give to the cow to help set her up metabolically to deal with the challenges associated with lactation and transition smoother.
Heather White, an assistant professor in dairy science at the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.